Jesus. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we thank you for this day that you've made. As we come even now to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. There's a word from the Lord today that's found in the book of Galatians, Galatians 5 and 13. Galatians 5 and 13. If you found it, say amen. If you are near it, give a thumbs up, heart, praise the Lord. And it reads as follows. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Don't Get It Twisted.
All right.
Don't get it twisted. Here today and around the nation, we're celebrating the birth of this nation, July 4th, 1776. The United States gained its independence from Great Britain. Every time this year, on this day, wherever it may fall, we are reminded that the Declaration of Independence was signed on that day by the Continental Congress there in Philadelphia. For all of you history buffs, you know that. But as I think about the time of sharing and remembrance, I go back to 1976. And that was the year that many students graduated from high school. And we were told all year that you are graduating in the bicentennial year. At that time, the nation turned 200 years old. We thought we were somebody. Had a little yearbook with something that was an emblem from 1776. But thank be to God today. In fact, even now when I go by the local supermarket, there's some 76ers in the house. And I said, all right, now we bicentennial. But what a great moment in our history. And when we think of the Declaration of Independence, it makes reference to freedom or liberty. It is our God-given right. I believe that today. It is within the confines of the Constitution that we have the Bill of Rights, which guarantees freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, and the right to petition government. And who would forget Patrick Henry, the governor of Virginia, who had a passionate speech. He says, give me liberty or give me death. He wanted freedom. But let's put politics on the back burner for the time being, and let's focus on the spiritual or God-given freedom. And sometimes we take this freedom for granted. We forget the price that was paid for our freedom. That is, Jesus going to an old rugged cross and on that cross giving his life and then being buried in a borrowed tomb and then getting up as promised on the third day morning with all power in his hand. That is true freedom. And if we're not careful, we can misunderstand what freedom really is. We can mistake it for something else.
Well,
in other words, we can get this twisted.
Well,
there in Galatians, the fifth chapter, Paul is reminding the church at Galatia that Christ has set them free and free to live a life of freedom, that Christ has done it. And you know what? He has set us free. I mean, what a reminder Paul said to the people there at the church, but what a reminder that we have that there are no confines, that in Christ there is freedom. You know, if you've ever been in bondage, then you don't know what it means to be free. If you've never had an issue, you've always seemingly lived a free life, you don't know what it means to be tied up. You don't know what it means to be free from people. And what it means to be free from places and things and to be free from our old selves. Let me say that again. Any person in Christ, they're a new creature. But there's the old you and the old mean that the Spirit of Christ had to free us from. We could get that twisted, because what a work the Lord has done, what a work he continues to do in the life of the believer. So what Paul shares in this particular passage really could be a 4th of July message, and that it is. So we're going to unpack the 13th verse of Galatians, and we're going to talk about the privilege of freedom, the problem of freedom, and the purpose of freedom. Let's look at the verse portion of this. It says, when it comes to privilege, it talks about you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Well, that means we were not free before. You and I were in bondage, locked up, tied up, tangled up in something. Think about that for a moment. I know you're on the other side now, and you're this new creature, but we've all, along life's journey, if you're really honest about it, have been locked up to a place. But thank God that he sent Jesus Christ to loosen the chains in our life. See, you forgot what it's like to be in bondage. You got stuff on your arms and, spiritually on your ankles, because the Lord had to free you from some place. It can be a mindset. And we have to know it is a privilege then to be called. Freedom is something that is granted. It's not something that's earned. There's not a lottery to where you get your hand and put it in a basket and pull out and you've won something. But there's a price that has been paid for our freedom. I mean, yeah, we have freedom to do things in the natural, go places we've never gone before, do things we've never done before. But when you are able to stand up and say, Lord, thank you for how you've delivered me from something. I could stay right there. Right. What is the something that he has delivered you from, freed you from? What is the something that he continues to free us from? Oh, Lord. The Bible says the spirit warreth against the flesh. And so there's always a war going on. But thank God when you are free, you'll say, Lord, I am free from this. And in the criminal justice system, a bail had to be posted. And if you've ever had any experience with that, then you know that the bail has been set at whatever amount. But thank God that in the spirit realm, John 8:36 speaks to it. It says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If the Son, not the bells bunzing, if the Son, not Big Mama who put up some land, if the Son, not someone who comes on your behalf in the natural, but if the Son, referring to Jesus Christ, sets you free, you are free indeed. You know, some 30 years ago, it was there in Midland, Texas, when 18-month-old Jessica McClure, they named her Baby Jessica. And she was in the backyard and ended up going down this shaft, 22-foot shaft, and was there for more than 58 hours. What a story as the nation and the world watched as they tried to make connection with her. But at some point, she was made free. Yeah. Baby Jessica, who they still call her that, is living still in the Midland area and is now working in the school system, has her own family. But she would tell you that it is a privilege to be free in the physical. It is a privilege to be free in the spiritual, not just that it is a privilege. But here is, I'll take the meat of this passage, is a problem. What's the problem? Amen. And the problem is, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Don't you see the warning lights going off? Don't you see the red flashing? It really is true. The flesh, meaning not that it protects our body, but it is that mindset that we are talking about our human nature. Yes, thank God I'm free, but I'm not free to do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm free, but there's some boundaries there. And to get pleasure or indulge in the flesh is to do things that satisfy the flesh, things that make you feel good, things that you want to do in the flesh. Christian freedom is not a freedom to sin, It is a freedom from sin. That the Lord has brought you out of something, brought you from a particular place. And it's not about whether it feels good or not, but is it good for you? John 8:32, a reminder there, it says, then you will know the truth. And that's how we deal with this. And the truth will set you free. If you're not dealing with truth, then freedom is hard to come by. It's been said that sometimes we live a lie, believing something because we think it's true. But only when you encounter the truth of Christ can you really be free. Amen.
Amen.
I like that. Praise be to God. Freedom is to come out of a situation that God has delivered you from. And I think about as we get close to football season, there've got to be boundaries. I mean, what if Lamar Jackson, which he can do, gets the ball, and instead of going to the end zone, Lamar takes a detour, and he goes up in the stands, slap five at somebody, come back out the stand, and then go to the other side, and Lamar goes in, touchdown. He can't get to the end zone that way. Why? Because he's taken the freedom of the quarterback in the game, and he's gone outside of his boundaries. And we can't live life that way. There's a flag on the play. You can't just go and do what you want to do. And this passage really speaks to that. Just because you're free, the problem is you've taken it for granted. Amen? God, there are rules and regulations in our faith. As I said the other week, there are terms and conditions. But blessed be to God that once you recognize that through the Spirit, that you can't get too happy. Yeah, I ain't say you got to be square, but you got to have a spiritual mindset. When you go to the cookout today, folk ought to know there's something strange about you. The Bible says we're peculiar people. We're a royal priesthood.
Right.
Folks shouldn't guess that you're a believer without you saying a single word. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men and women that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father in heaven. Don't take advantage. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't take advantage of your freedom, but make sure that you don't indulge in the flesh. This is free. And there's accountability.
Amen.
Blessed be the God today.
Amen.
That having this problem of freedom and the privilege of freedom, but then there's also the purpose of freedom. I'd love to close out like this. Amen. It says, rather, same 13th verse, serve one another humbly in love. You're free to do something. Amen. That we have been saved to serve, freed to serve, and to do it humbly and in love, not bragging about it because you did something big, but just do it just because. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad about that. And of course, over in John 13, 34, 35, we're reminded in this that a new command, and this is Christ speaking, I give you to, there it is again, to love one another.
Well,
let me pause there for a second. If you can't do that, we got a real problem. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. I know you are deacon, choir member, missionary, but folk are watching you and they're seeing how you treat people. Amen?
Amen.
They want to know, can I get real with this thing?
Oh, now,
if you go to the restaurant, you want top service.
That's right.
You want folk to serve you because you're somebody. You got your reservation. You're in there. At the mall, you have got your money. You want to buy it.
Amen?
Amen? But we expect five-star service.
That's right.
Don't let somebody mess up now. We don't like it. Where's the manager?
Uh-oh.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, that's not a love. I mean, believers be throwing down. Where is the matter? And we might even send a nasty gram.
Oh, Lord.
Or send a review or survey say, I just could not stand that place.
Uh-uh.
But let's flip the script for the moment. We're still talking about serving one another with love and humbly in love. Yeah, yeah. That dollar you got, the Lord allowed you to have it. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes, oftentimes, every now and then, maybe today or tomorrow, we miss the mark. We fail to serve. We drop the ball. And someone has shown us love. I've said it before. There have been times that we've acted a little out of character and had to go back humbly in love to serve that same person. And listen, I'm sorry. And so we have to make sure that we don't forget what God did for us when he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And so what is the mission? I'm free to do what? I'm free to serve somebody.
All right.
And to do it in love. You know, love is really the crux of our faith.
Amen.
You may know a lot of things, but if you can't love someone, I like them, but I don't love them. My God, you got to think this thing out, is that we're called to love.
Amen.
I love the old hymn of the church that we used to sing, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a never dying soul to save, and fitted for the sky to serve this present age. My calling to fulfill, oh, may it all my power engage to do my master's will. What's the takeaway, Reverend? We are free not to mess up and to abuse it. We are free to do something with the freedom that Christ has given us.
Well,
don't be hiding it. Serve somebody today in the name of Jesus. Don't get it twisted. Don't wear it as a badge. Yes, I am free. And I attend this church. I am free. There's a cross around my neck. I am free. My tag on my car says, praise God. But people are watching us to see if this freedom translates into something. Mm. Love what Paul says in Romans 6. He said, what can we continue to do? What? To sin? That grace may abound. Can we keep messing up saying, well, I tried, the devil made me do it. But my God, you have to look in and the Holy Spirit will hold each of us accountable. Remember this song back in 68 that Andy Williams put out with a great voice. And it was tied to the wildlife. It says, as free as the wind blows, born free. Some of y'all remember that. Y'all Casey Kasem listeners. As free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. And it says, live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. And I love this part. Stay free, where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. So all I want to say to you today as you begin this day is to stay free. Think what God has done for you and stay free. Don't let the problems of life hold you back. Stay free and know that you're free to serve. Know that you're free to encourage someone today. Thank God for freedom. I don't know about you, but I feel free today. There was a time I didn't feel free. There was a time when I felt bound up. Amen. Hey, I thank God today he's delivered me. He's delivered you. What a testimony to share. So you tell folk now that, you know, here's how I started out. And we tell people the other script about what we're doing in the present. But thank be to God when you add the testimony and say, you know what? I used to be wrapped up in sin. I was a rascal of rascals. But thank God once I got free, I did not want to look back. I wanted to move ahead saying, thank you, Jesus, for freeing me from the penalty of sin.
Yes.
Blessed be the God today. So in this life, don't get it twisted, but know that we have a purpose.
Yes.
And know there's something for each of us to do. So that's your 4th of July script today. When you're flipping burgers, say, child, I'm free. Can you give me another? Yeah, I'm free. As you sit around in fellowship on the day that the nation remembers, remember what Christ has done for you. That is the word of God today.
Amen.
It is already blessed. Take a moment even now as we think about what our mission is. Our meaning, not just the pastor, but if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have a mission. There's something that you're supposed to do. Carry the name of Jesus with you wherever you go. A few weeks ago, I was riding around and reminded me, you know, what is your mission, Reverend? You said the Lord called you to do what? To say I'm the Reverend? No, called me to be about his business. Now, wherever you go today, you represent Jesus Christ. I went from that trip around the city to going to my barbershop. And as I got in the chair, it was all about the mission. Barbershop for the brothers, that's a cool place.
Yes.
That's the community hub.
Yes, sir.
And me and my barber start talking about the goodness of Jesus, about the mission. In other words, I took church to the barbershop. And in doing so, the Holy Spirit showed up in such a powerful way through our testimonies that thank God he was done with my head. But then we just begin to praise God. He said, I got to take a break. He went outside. He was misting up. And so was I. And I realized I was free to share Jesus.
Yeah.
Free to express what he's done for me. And you can do that too. No longer held down. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, free.
Yeah.
It is our prayer, our desire today. If there's one listening, watching this broadcast, still locked up, still in life's solitary confinement, let them know that King Jesus has come to post bail, that he's come to free them from the penalty of sin. Your word says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Save someone today, we ask, even now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well,